Seven Hacks to Overcome Fear of Failure.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today we have some important information on success, and that is your fear of failure. I'm going to give you seven hacks for dealing with fear of failure. You know, don't dismiss this. This is, I think, the number one reason why there are thousands, maybe millions of unwritten books by authors who will never be published all over the world. Why is that? Fear of failure. I think that there are potential relationships that could blossom into something extraordinary and beautiful, but they will never happen. Why? Because of fear of failure. I believe there are incredible businesses that have yet to be birthed and maybe will never be born because of fear of failure. Your fear of failure will defeat your dreams. It's like broken wings on a beautiful eagle that's ready to take flight. And there's really nothing broken about you. You can have the money you desire, the business you want to build, the book you want to write, the relationship you want to have. You can have it all. There is no boundary. There is no limit. Say that right now. There is no limit to my life, to the opportunities awaiting me. So I'm going to share with you these seven hacks. I want to remind you to subscribe to us on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and Stitcher. And if you subscribe to us on YouTube, we also have videos from time to time that are not available on the other channels. So we love having you as part of the family. And I do read your mail every day, and we do answer as many letters as possible. And by the way, be sure and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Are you ready? Number one, you have to have clear goals and intentions. This is the ultimate hack. It's the hack for everything. It's the hack for your relationship. It's the hack for your business. It's the hack for everything that you want out of life. If you do not have clear goals, if you do not have clear intentions, how do you know where to go? I have people, clients that say, well, Robert, I'm feeling good. I'm doing everything, but I'm still not sure where I want to go. And that's the ultimate hack. Until you have that, all the other stuff doesn't make a difference. You can put up vision boards until the walls in your house begin to collapse, okay? You can do affirmations until you begin to bleed out your ears, but without clear goals and intentions of what your life is about, what you truly desire out of life. You know, somebody wrote me and said, well, yeah, I just want to have Billy as my boyfriend and maybe my husband. Why do you want to have Billy? Why not Larry? Well, I love Billy. I mean, Billy's the one. Okay. What does Billy make you feel? Well, Billy makes me feel happy. So what you really want is happiness. Now, try to define what happiness is, and it is never found in another person. Doesn't mean another person can't add to it, be a part of it, but your happiness cannot be limited to another human being. Have clear intentions. Develop clear goals. That's hack number one. Hack number two, daily action. Daily action. Daily action. I don't care what you do. Every day, take some action in the direction of your dreams and your goals. It may be a small action. It may be just, okay, today I'm taking action. I'm going to spend a half hour researching. I'm going to write at least 1 hour today in my book. I'm going to sit down and outline my new book, my new novel. I'm going to open up some paint and start painting my masterpiece today. I'm going to go look for some property to begin my business. I'm going to create some affirmations that really inspire me and raise my vibrations. Daily actions every single day. Every single day. All right, number three, specialized knowledge. You don't need to know everything. Look, I knew a guy who had $250,000 buried under his floorboard in his house. And he was a shoeshine guy back in the days when people wore shoes that needed to be shined. And there's still shoeshine guys around today, but I don't think they make the kind of money that this guy made. He was a hustler, though. And the thing is that he wasn't that smart, but he was smart enough to make a lot of money shining shoes. And he was smart enough to save his money. You don't have to be brilliant to be rich. I mean, there's a lot of very wealthy people who have become very knowledgeable in a certain area of life, but in other areas, they're just not that smart. Their IQs aren't that high. You can have whatever you desire with specialized knowledge, particularly if you're building a business. But what about specialized knowledge when it comes to your health, your vibrancy, your relationship? That's important too. It doesn't make any difference what women like. It's what does your wife like? Specialized knowledge. You don't need to be an expert at women. You need to become an expert at your wife or your husband or your boyfriend. You see what I'm saying? Specialized knowledge. Stop thinking about what you want. Start figuring out what they want. Make certain they get it. And you're far more likely to get what you desire in return. Focus on what you can control. Hack number four. You can't control everything. You can't control the damn weather. I know. I'd like to, but you can't. You can't control a lot of things. You can't control other people's behavior. You can't control their reaction to things. But you can control how you feel, what you think, what you believe, no matter what they tell you, no matter what they believe. Focus on the areas that you have control over and master it. Master those areas. It's so important. It's absolutely vital that you master the areas that you can control.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, next is build a support group. And here's a little tip on building a support group. You need to give support as well. So if you have a group of people, a casual group of people that support each other in different things that you do. For example, I have a very close friend who is supporting me right now in redesigning the electricity in my home because we want to have a massive light display for Christmas. Don't ask why. It's just something I do, okay? It's my artistry. So I want to make certain that I'm available to him in areas that he needs support in as well. Oh, having a support group is so important. It's the ultimate hack. It's the ultimate hack because here's what happens. You have people that have specialized, remember we talked about specialized knowledge. You have friends that have specialized knowledge in different areas. And you have specialized knowledge in areas that they're interested in. And boom, the two of you get together and they get what they want. You get what you want. Build a support group. I want you looking up in the sky. I want you looking down on the ground. I want you looking to the left. I want you looking to the right. Look for opportunities. In every article that you read, in every person that you talk to, in every place you go, look for opportunities. The other day I saw one of these lunch wagon trucks for sale. And I thought, oh, there's an opportunity for a business that I don't have to run. And then Rachel saw the price of the truck and she said, that's not an opportunity. That's a disaster. But you get the idea. You're looking. And 95% of the opportunities, maybe 98% of the opportunities that you look at will never amount to anything. But you don't need 98%. You only need 1% or 2%. That's all you need. You get those 1% or 2% of those opportunities blossoming and growing for you. Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. That's money. That's success. And you are overcoming your fear of failure. You see, with every one of these hacks, you are challenging your fear of failure. But hack number 7 is a direct approach. All the other hacks, I have you doing things, and pretty soon you're not fearing failure anymore. You're just doing things. Hack number 7, you're challenging your fear of failure. Write down your fear and then argue against it verbally out loud. Go into your car, shut the windows and doors so people don't hear you, or go into a closet or go into your office where people can't hear you, but you need to argue against it. It's a proven technique. This fear doesn't make sense because I am challenging this fear. I'm challenging the belief that goes along with this fear. Or I don't care if I fail. I just want to try. You see what I'm saying? Challenge head on your fear of failure. Look at, don't let failure hold you back from your greatest days. Your greatest potential, from opportunities that are waiting for you. You're ready to have it all. I know that about you. You're blossoming. You're growing. You're attracting. You're manifesting. So take action and challenge your fear of failure. Apply these 7 hacks. Write them down and begin using them. I promise you'll get results. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Reminder to visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Write me a letter, claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's find out what a mentoring program can do for your life. It's time to attract your miracle, right? Okay, have a great day because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.